Well, welcome to another Care Home Management Magazine podcast. This is a special podcast looking at home interiors, as we have done in the past. And I'm delighted to say that we've got a real expert in that department. That's Kerry Southern-Reason, who's the Managing Director of the Care Home Interiors Company. Kerry, welcome along. It's lovely to have you there. Let's look at what is probably most concerning for many care homes. As soon as you walk through the door of a care home, you're obviously hit by the interior look of a care home. Very, very important. And of course, that has an effect on selling beds if you're in the private sector. How can care homes use their interiors best to in order to sell beds and keep business coming in?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me. It's exponential how interiors sell beds. I'll start with a very quick story, which is a operator who I was speaking to, and he said to me that he is a doctor, a pharmacist. He offers the very best care, but he still couldn't sell his beds fast enough or get his fees up. And he said he was talking to someone who was actually from the hotel sector. And he said, I'm afraid you're looking at it all wrong. It's not about the care. It's about the curtains. And he said, he laughed and he actually refurbished his home and his fee and his occupancy went straight up. The sad thing is, in reality, is we all know that the care is the most important thing. But actually, as a lay person going into a care home, I can't judge the care. I couldn't do that. When my grandmother went into a care home and I walked around, I actually judged the care on the interiors. So I think what everybody is realizing is that the interiors is paramount in selling beds, because unfortunately it is how you're judged. You know, you can look at CQC ratings and all this stuff, but there's so much bad press at times about CQC, you don't even know whether you could really trust that. So, you know, you go on what you see. It's similar if you go to a hotel. You know, if you go to a five-star hotel, you expect a certain level of service and a certain level of standard. And that is the same in care homes. It's human nature. We go into a care home and we judge it on what it looks like.
That is natural. And of course, you can see the wallpaper, you can see the cushions, you can see the chairs. You can't necessarily see the care.
No, and you assume, you know, if an operator invests in the furnishings, invests in the building, then they're going to invest in the staff and team running the home. They're going to look after the residents better. And rightly or wrongly, that is the assumption that you make. You know, the nicer it looks, it makes you safe. You know, I think it's a hard decision for anybody putting a relative into a care home. And I think that it makes you feel a lot better if you think they're in a nice space as well. I think it just eases that journey. Recently, I just finished a home in Maidstone, a beautiful, beautiful home. And a passing on the doorway of two families. One, a daughter walked in and she literally gasped. And she said, I'm sorry, Dad, I'm staying. You're going to stay at home. And it just, you know, that's what we do it for. That's what it's all about. And another, actually the same day, I passed a lady just walking through the car park and she had a tear running down her face. And I sort of said hello. And she just said to me, it's wonderful, isn't it? And I said, what's wonderful? She said, the home. She said, I never wanted to put my husband in a care home. She said, but he's so looking forward to coming here. And she said, I'm so happy that I can put him somewhere like this. And that obviously is purely driven, brand new care home, purely driven on what it looks like.
It is important. And also, all the importance these days is on the personalization of care, how you treat every single resident in a very particular way. Does that affect interiors as well?
I think it's going to be the next step for interiors. So I think we've gone through an evolution. I think, you know, money's been spent on it. It's all been made to look pretty. It's all been made to look attractive. But my mission is to now take it further. For me, you know, budget's huge. for operators. Money's hard to come by. Borrowing money is expensive. So everything that goes into that home has to have a purpose. So, you know, whether it's an ornament, everything has to be thought about and have that purpose, because everything costs money. But also, I think that, as you know, now currently it's quite easy to see that many care homes look nice. You know, that is, the world's evolved, the industry's evolved, and there are many good looking care homes. But for me, I think where we now have to take it is in two threads. One is sustainability and the other is personalization. So our mission now is to ensure that everything in that home is giving a correct feedback. And I actually want someone to walk into a home and feel safe and secure and feel that that room puts their arms around you and says, you know, everything's going to be okay. Because the majority of dementia residents that I do come with, their primarily issue is fear. They're scared, you know. So we are launching a project soon, in a few weeks' time, at the care show, where we are going to personalize the furnishings within bedrooms, as in that's the resident's personal space, with their own pictures, and just to try and make those spaces even more personal to that person. And very sadly, my mum had terminal cancer, and her last couple of weeks in the hospice, I lived with her for 15 weeks in the hospice, and the last couple of weeks, all she could do was stare at the back of a chair. And my hope for every person is that when they pass, like my mum did, that they would be looking at something that meant a lot to them. You know, if my mum was looking at a picture, it probably wouldn't have been me, maybe it might have been our dog. But, you know, if I thought that her last living sight or memory was of something she cared about, then, you know, then that would have meant a lot to me, rather than just a generic piece of fabric. So
I'm sure that applies to everybody. Yes, that's a wonderful sort of message to give for people who are leaving us, I'm sure. You also mentioned the sustainability of all this, because the environment is important, and, you know, wallpaper, cushions, how they're sourced, where they come from, all this kind of thing. How do you approach that these days?
So the biggest thing for us, that we responsibly source everything. So, you know, we ensure our supply chain is fair waged and all that type of thing. But I think the bigger issue for me currently with care homes is the refurbishment, because care homes are having to refurbish, because if they don't refurbish, then their occupancy rate plummets. But the problem is, and I've seen this firsthand, is that a lot of the furniture is MDF wrap, is not recyclable particularly. And it's expensive to recycle. So what I see is that it just being broken up, put into skips and sent to landfill. When you see the volume of furniture going to landfill, then I think the industry as a whole needs to have a serious think about that, because, you know, we all do have a responsibility to the planet. So what we do, which is slightly different, is we sell a solid product, and the idea is that product can be refurbished and upscaled. So actually what some of our clients are seeing, that they've had our furniture in their homes for 12 years and they're still going strong, and it might mean that they need a lick of paint or some varnish or something, but, you know, just a quick refurbish, and that furniture could last 25 years. So
it doesn't have to be a complete refit. With a bit of imagination, you can use what you've already got.
Yeah, and totally. And, it, you know, it is a solid product, and it does cost marginally more than some of the other sort of more disposable products. But if you look at the 25-year life scale, then it doesn't cost any more. It actually will end up cheaper. And we're offering numerous options to all operators to be able to access that type of furniture, whether it be through purchasing outright, funding. And again, at the care show, we're launching a rental of the furniture. So we will go in, we will check it every six months. We will refurbish any nicks, sticks, whatever it may be. And then every 5 years, we'll completely recycle and re-upscale all of that furniture, and that home will be left with brand new furniture every 5 years. But actually, in reality, the furniture has a 25, 30-year lifespan.
That sounds an interesting initiative. I haven't come across that before, so good luck with that. But before we finish up, I think we must talk about budgets, because every care home, it's the number one subject, well, not the number one subject, but of major, major importance to them, isn't it? The importance of limited budgets. How do you manage to square that? You want to do your best for a care home, of course. They've only got a limited amount of money. How do you make the two meet?
I think the first thing to say is that we have a client who has a set budget. It's a third of what a lot of private client paying operators spend. And with a lot of thought and care, we managed to get them to the PINDAS final. So they would have spent a third of what anybody else spends. So for me, it's not about the money as such, it's about the thought. So for instance, if you don't have the budget to wallpaper an entire room or even an entire wall, then one wallpaper, one roll could do three panels, and just with a little bit of beading, you can then make that room look spectacular, but with one roll of wallpaper. So there's many, many things that can be done. Like I slightly touched on earlier, we also are offering numerous different financing options. So whether it be outright finance or rental, just to make good interiors accessible to all. And that's my aim. You know, no matter what home you're in, I want residents to have the same experience or an experience of a nice interior, because that's what everyone deserves. You know, the harsh reality is this could be someone's final home, and therefore my personal mission is that it is the best that it can be.
I think that's important, because we should never forget that this is a home. It is their home. It's not someone they're just passing through. It is their home where they've come to live.
And that's it. You know, currently we're also launching a bedding range, because a lot of dementia residents, their senses become very astute. And, you know, some of the bedding is horrific. I mean, if you've ever lied on it, it's plastic, because it has to be wiped clean. It has to be infection control. It has to have all this stuff. I mean, it's literally like sleeping with a thin roll of plastic. It is horrific. And I just think there has to be a bit of a logic check in that, are we really going to make them suffer every day of the year in the sense of one break of out infection? And, you know, in reality, when you speak to operators, do they really wipe those duvets that can't be washed? You know, I have had a couple of them say to me, I don't know when they were wiped. So I think, you know, we just really need to be logical and think there has to be comfort, there has to be calm, and there has to be a home that someone lives in. And the austere, more medical approaches to care homes really need to be considered. You know, a big thing that we're known for is making a profile bed look like a normal bed, because the big thing when you walk in a care home bedroom that hits you is this hospital bed.
Yes.
So we spent a lot of time designing a bed that doesn't look like a hospital bed. And therefore that straight away takes away the fear. You know, the fear is when you go to a care home as a resident, from talking to my nan, even though she had dementia, was that she was going into a medical institution and she didn't want to do that. She didn't want to leave her home and live somewhere clinical. So that's been my mission, is to make it seem like a home and just challenge the industry and say, you know, do the duvets really need to be wiped clean? Do they need to be anti-MRSA in that care environment? I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it, but I want to challenge the opinions and challenge those questions, because if you actually sleep on one of those duvets for a night, you don't sleep well. And we all know that when you don't sleep well, repetitively, then that has a huge effect on your mental health, let alone if you have something like dementia or Alzheimer's, and the lack of sleep does seriously affect these residents.
Of course. Well, you're going to be speaking about all this at the care show in just a few weeks' time, aren't you? And I've got a hunch you're going to find an interested audience who'll have plenty of questions to throw at you as well. So lots of good luck with that. And I hope you enjoy the experience. But Kerry, thanks very much for coming on today. It's been very interesting, and we'll see how it all develops in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you very much indeed.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.